1274 Park Rose.
1274, what's up, hon?
Okay, I've got a situation that's been popping up the last couple of days where I have a ADA individual. He's an older guy who drives a blue scooter, and it's just a little bit longer than what most blue scooters would be. He's a veteran, and this is what he uses to get around in place of a wheelchair. It's just a little bit long for him to be able to actually get it on the bus. And so he's been getting on the bus, and somebody actually has to get out. I'm the one who usually ends up doing it. I have to get out of my seat, lift the back of the scooter up, scoot it over so that he can, you know, enter and exit the bus. And it's a little concerning. I'm kind of curious about what we do in those situations.
Well, he seems to be a regular, you definitely send a card in or talk to your manager about it. It can be a little disconcerting because no doubt that scooter is heavy. Does it fit under the, you're saying it's too long. It's too long for the ramp?
Well, he gets on the ramp fine, and when he tries to make that turn to get onto the bus to go back to the ADA area, the wheelchair area, he gets stuck. And so his turning radius isn't great enough to where he can make that turn. So I usually have to end up getting out of the bus, lifting the back of the scooter up with him in it, and sliding it over a couple of inches so that he can, you know, enter the bus and get to his handicap area.
Is he on the scooter when you're doing all that?
Oh, yeah, he can't walk. He uses a scooter for his mobility. And so he is in the scooter when it's going on. And so, you know, with me, it's okay. It's kind of annoying to have to get up out of the bus, you know, to assist him that way because he could pull a muscle or something. But there's not a lot of people who are going to be willing to be able, or, you know, other individuals who may have the physical strength to be able to lift him from spot A to point B, you know. I mean, it's pretty heavy.
Yeah, I'm thinking that. So, like I said, if he's going to be a regular, we need to probably tell your manager. They'll direct you probably to customer service, ADA procedures, and he's going to probably need to get set up either with Lyft or somebody to be able to use the system that way.
Yeah, because, you know, when you get a bus full of people and then he ties it up like this, I mean, you know, I've just been doing it because I feel like we have to do it because he's an ADA. You know, I'm not going to turn him down. You know, it's just, you're in a little bit of a quandary. I'll talk to my, you know, desk agent when I get in tonight and see what the situation might be.
Copy on that. And we can probably help him out a lot better when we get him the right services because you're right. If you weren't able, and we don't want you hurting yourself either, so if you weren't able to do that, something's got to give.
Yeah, well, with me, I don't really have an issue with that, but I can see there's a lot of drivers who just look at him and say, no, I can't help you with that, you know. So I will talk with the desk agent today when I get back in and